Chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and to Aaron, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their mishpachot, by the base of their avot, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enters into the house to do the work in the tent of the appointed times. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of the appointed times, about the most set apart things. And when the camp moves forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the Ark of Testimony with it, and shall put thereon the covering of blue leather, and shall spread over it a cloth holy of blue, and shall put in the staves there, and upon the table of Lechem Panim, bread of the faces. They shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls, and covers to cover withal, and the continued Lechem shall be thereon. And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of blue leather, and shall put in the staves there. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the menorah of the light, and the lamps, and its tongs, and his fire pan, and all the oil vessels there, wherewith they minister to it. And they shall put it, and all the vessels there, within a covering of blue leather, and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of blue leather, and shall put to the staves there. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry, wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of blue leather, and shall put them on a bar. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon. And they shall put upon it all the vessels there, wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread upon it a covering of blue leather, and put to the staves of it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as a camp is to move forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any set apart thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tent of the appointed times. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, is the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily grain offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tent, and of all that therein is in the sanctuary and in the vessels there. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and to Aaron, Do not cut off the tribe of the Mishpachot of the Kohathi from among the Levim, but thus do to them that they may live and not die. When they approach to the most set apart things, Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them, everyone, to his service and to his duty. But they shall not go in to see when the set apart things are covered, lest they die. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout the batim of their ahavot by the mishpachot, from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, shall you number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work in the tent of the appointed times. This is a service of the Mishpachot of the Gershoni, to minister and to carry. And they shall carry the curtains of the tent, and the tent of the appointed times, his covering, and the covering of the blue leather that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tent of the appointed times, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tent, and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. And the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershoni, in all their burdens, and in all their service, and you shall appoint to them in charge all their burdens. This is a service of the Mishpachot of the sons of Gershon in the tent of the appointed times, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them after their mishpachot, by the bais of their avot. From 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, shall you number them, everyone that enters into the service, to do the work of the tent of the appointed times. And this is a charge of their burden, according to all their service, in the tent of the appointed times. The boards of the tent, and the bars there, and the pillars there, and sockets there, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name you shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is a service of the Mishpachot, of the sons of Merari, according to all their service, in the tent of the appointed times, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aharon, the Kohen. And Musa and Aharon, and the chief of the congregation, registered the sons of the Kohathi, after their Mishpachot, and after the bait of their Ahavot, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that enters into the service for the work in the tent of the appointed times, and those that were registered of them by their Mishpachot were 2,750. These were they that were registered of the Mishpachot of the Kohathi, all that might do service in the tent of the appointed times, which Musa and Aharon did number according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Musa, and those that were registered of the sons of Gershon throughout their Mishpachot, and by the bais of their Avot, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that enters into the service for the work in the tent of the appointed times, even those that were registered of them throughout their Mishpachot, by the bais of their Avot, were 2,630. These are they that were registered of the Mishpachot of the sons of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tent of the appointed times, whom Musa and Aaron did number according to the commandment of Yahweh. And those that were registered of the Mishpachot of the sons of Merari throughout their Mishpachot by the bais of the Ahavot, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that enters into the service for the work in the tent of the appointed times, even those that were registered of them after the Mishpachot, were 3,200. These be those that were registered of the Mishpachot of the sons of Merari, whom Musa and Aharon registered according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Musa. All those that were registered of the Levim, whom Musa and Aharon and the chief of Israel registered after the Mishpachot and after the bais of the Ahavot, from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tent of the appointed times, even those that were registered of them were 8,580. According to the commandment of Yahweh, they were registered by the hand of Musa, everyone according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they registered of him, as Yahweh commanded Musa.